DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Man Groomer Biz Wipes. Biz Wipes by Man Groomer are made to keep you fresh and clean all day long. Specifically formulated for men, use our butt wipes in addition to toilet paper to effectively clean and eliminate any unwanted residue. Check them out at bizwipes.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a clean discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Biz Wipes Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you today?
Did I catch you unaware there? You were over typing.
I was typing in the Trello.
You were.
Because I have nothing in we just started back, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying to get used to preparing for the show again. So I wait until the last minute.
I see. This is not going to affect the final product, but you are coming through really hot and distorted to me. Which means also to the chat room. So I don't know if that channel is just up really loud, the one that you're sending to me, or what.
I can turn it down. Right, is that
fine.
A little
that's
bit
fine.
Better?
Yeah, yes, that is. Please
Good.
Continue. I'm so sorry.
I'm so glad I was just saying that I was used to, and I really misspelled that last thing I put in the Trello, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, I was so used to getting ready, you know, days and weeks in advance. I mean, there was so much preparation that went into the show.
You know, this is the most heavily prepped for show
and then
in the entire podosphere. Yes.
We were off for so long and I forgot all of the work that was involved in and then I go, oh shit, 5 minutes. I got to do a show. What am I going to do?
That's right.
You know, so here I am still typing things in the Trello as we speak.
You are. That's amazing. So hi, Adam. You know, we are streaming live on Pride48.com. Yes, we are here on Tuesday evening. I would like to say a very special hello to the chat room. Here in the chat room, we have Turniphead. He's AFK. We have Ant. We have Brian. Not Brian the Blue Jeans guy, by the way. This is Brian the Game Night guy.
Okay, because I get those two confused. Right. But if one of them could just wear a... Wait. Wasn't there a cheap blue... Wait.
Yeah,
yes.
Cheap blue guitar is David, the Game Night guy.
So if he could just carry around a guitar with the name David on in blue.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. All right, then, and also we have the Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine. We have Jimmy Ray. Hi, Jimmy Ray. We have Kratos77. We have Mr. Mike 1972. We have the Rambling Redhead. We have RC Plus or Minus. And we have David, that Blue Jeans guy. No relation to Brian, the Blue Jeans guy, by the way. And we have the Fairy Podfather himself, Toppy Smelly. And of course, it's all followed up by Crone. So good evening, everyone. How are you?
You know, Crone, I know I talk about her every week, and I know last week there was a whole conversation about needing more feminine.
I know, and if you keep talking, then we're going to have to come up with a theme song, and what would Crone's theme song be?
But I want to say something here, because there was a commercial on television just last night. It might have been Hulu or a television program. Mm-hmm. It was about Crone's disease.
Yes.
So Now, when I think about it, I see Crone in the chat room.
In fairness, I believe that is spelled C-R-O-H-N, Crohn's disease.
So I'm going to be thinking of Crohn's disease every time I see her.
Excellent.
I'm sorry.
You know, winning over our fans one at a time. That you just gotta,
I'm sorry.
Why didn't that work?
In all fairness, you know, to myself, to make everyone happy, I do have a cantaloupe right here in my lap. It's okay.
Okay. You know, so there's a couple of things that I put here up on the Trello. One of them I just want is kind of like a normal taking care of business thing. But I think before we get to any of them, I don't know if you've been listening to a lot of our Pride 48 brethren and sisters shows after the big Pride 48 weekend.
I was there.
No, but I'm saying their shows afterwards. You know, they're the show, not just their live show that they posted from Vegas, but then like their next few shows after that. And my podcatcher is filled with Pride 48
Your podcatcher thus overfloweth or whatever.
That's right. Overflowing. Doth overfloweth. And by the way, I on your recommendation, I've been trying Pocket Cast this week, but we can talk about that next week. But what I was going to say is that a lot of these shows I'm enjoying all of them, but a lot of them are new to me. And yes. So there's a lot of things that I'm trying to catch up on. And it dawned on me that, you know, as odd as this may sound, maybe there are people that are new to our show and that, you know, don't necessarily, because I'm a lazy bastard. I'm not going to go back 62 episodes just to find out, you know, something about, you know, like who these people are, right? You know, to get their origin story or whatever it is. So I just thought maybe we should just take a small moment. Sorry, I was burping.
Oh, I thought, oh my God, we lost video, we lost audio, something went completely wrong.
No. So I just thought maybe we should take a small moment to, you know, just give a brief introduction on who we are. And also, by the way, for me to issue an apology to you. So
I was a poor schoolboy.
No, you weren't.
And so scientists grabbed me off the street.
So I'm Daniel. This is my co-host, Adam. Years ago, Adam used to do a show called The Adam and Maddie Show.
I did, and I was about as appreciated on that show.
You know what? I appreciate you. Know I appreciate you. You've got to know that I appreciate you.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I do. I'm just. It's comedic. You were saying something. Go ahead.
I was saying. So you used to do a show called The Adam and Maddie Show. Yes. I used to do a show called Dubious Intent, not DI Plus. It was just called Dubious Intent. At the time, with my co-host Alden and Anne.
Correct.
And you and I both got into. You know, I would listen to your show, you'd listen to my show, and so we became pod friends, and we, you know, chit-chatted back and forth, and eventually we kind of stumbled onto the live streaming thing around about the same time, and since. Each of us only had a single show and we only did our live streaming one day. We shared a streaming server and yada, yada, yada. So there you go. That's who we are. And then you ended the Adam and Maddie show. I, through a series of moves and a series of life-changing events for Alden and Anne, that show kind of went away. So I had pod faded for a while. You had pod faded for a while. And we both decided, you know, wait, well, let's go back and do it and we'll do it together. And so that's how we came up with DI Plus. So there you go.
Yes.
So,
and then
no great mystery.
And then everyone to this day still says that Daniel's podcast.
That's not true. And you know what? Here's the apology that I wanted to issue forth to you. A couple of shows ago, you let slip that you use the nickname Boyfy. You and
yes.
Friend Mittens used your, and it was even a joke on last week's show. Someone said, you know, Bukkake for Boyfy was a title of a possible porno that was going on. And I made fun of that. I made fun of the Boyfy thing when I heard it.
That's fine. Actually, I said it for it to be made fun of.
Okay, but I have thought about that because I've heard some other people making some comments about it. And I just wanted to say this. The reason that I made fun of it is because I'm jealous of it. Because I think it's absolutely fucking adorable that you guys have cute little nicknames. You have to understand, I've been with my husband for 10 years.
Yeah, it kind of goes away.
If I get a hey you, you know what I'm saying? If right. I get a hey you, or you know, that's what, so I think it's absolutely adorable that you guys have nicknames for each other. I think it's really cute, and it's out of jealousy that I was picking on you for it. I just wanted you to know that. I adore you and Mittens, and it was just out of pure jealousy that I would make fun of that.
Well, I appreciate the apology. I did bring it up because I knew it would be a little bit of a joke, but it's fine. I mean, so it didn't offend me, but thank you. So back to my origin story
yes.
was,
oh, please, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was a poor boy on the side of the street and some scientists grabbed me and infused my bones with melon.
Oh dear God. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm so sorry. Hold on about that. I mean, our phone is ringing here and we have to answer that. Yes. Hello.
Okay, my fat cheek hit the mute button. That was when I was hanging up. So I don't know how much my message you get. It's Shelley Buha. Going in because Jane Connell, who originated the role of Agnes Gooch in the Broadway production of Jerry Herman's Maine and in the film version of Maine, is dead. So the original Gooch is dead, Jane Connell. Thank you.
I didn't catch the... Who? The original
Jane
Gooch.
Jane Connell.
Jane...
No clue. I'm thinking it was a Broadway person.
Yeah, of course it's a Broadway.
The original Gooch. Apparently Gooch is abroad. I didn't even know that Gooch was a Broadway thing.
I believe Gooch is a character from MAME in much the same way that Vera Charles is a character from MAME.
don't know anything about MAME.
Yeah, it's not, you know, this, you know, one of the shows that I've, you know, put back into my rotation is the Seder Sphere. And let me just say this right now. I love Seder. I absolutely love Seder. I thought he did a great job in the opening skit in Vegas. I thought he did a great job, you know, just all around with his show and everything. I really, really wish that I cared about anything he talked about. Because he likes hockey and show tunes and like casual sex on Grindr. Now, while I do like casual sex on Grindr, you know, I'm married and, you know, if you're not going to get really explicit, I'm probably better off with porn. So I'm just saying, I really want to like Seder's show, but it's like he plays these obscure songs that I don't know. And he talks about hockey and show tunes that I really don't. So it's like when you cut those things out, really his show just comes like, you know, like 5 minutes. So maybe okay. If he just did an entire show about me, then I would listen.
So I do have a one little piece of trivia.
Are we going to give him the point or not?
Sure. Why? It's only a dollar.
You know what?
If we keep saying it's only a dollar and give it to every single person.
I know.
People are going to be calling for like their dead goldfish.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. But you know what? It is the Gucci. All right. So here you go. I'm gonna do this. Wait, stop. All right. $1 added to the pot.
I'm not going to. Well, maybe I will. I don't know. There. So here is the definition of gooch from Urban Dictionary.
Oh, OK. Yes.
Gooch, a.k.a. grundle, is the area that attaches one's sack to one's asshole. So here's the use in a sentence. When I play sports, I have to powder my gooch to prevent extreme amounts of irritating sweat. Now, there are like 5 or 6 different definitions, but they're all the tender area that resides between the ball sack and the anal cavity. Yeah,
Gooch. See, the character's name was Agnes Gooch. It was the last name. Agnes Gooch was the character's name.
So just so you all know, a gooch is the same thing as taint.
So there's actually a song.
Don't you worry. We put this here. You come over here.
That sounds like a horrible recording. Anyway, there you go. So congratulations, Joey L. Buhawker, the fourth, our manager. You get a dollar. All right, so let's see. I'm tell me what happened, because I am in bated breath with what happened with Mittens' birthday party. Mittens, by the way, for the new people out there, for our one new listener, Mittens is Adam's boyfriend.
Yes, his name is Mark.
His name is Mittens, but we like to call him Mittens.
You had some, you know, it was just some random sound effect of this boy saying, "My cat's name is Mittens." And
Mittens implies cute and adorable and big eyed and, you know, like young. And that's your boyfriend. That's Mittens.
So I had a lot of stuff planned to cook. And I also had this show going on. So we shopped on Wednesday, the night after we recorded the show. And then I proceeded to cook Wednesday night. Thursday night, well, I did the show Thursday night, came home at like 11 p.m., cooked for 2 hours, then did the same thing Friday night, went to bed at like 2 a.m. Friday night, and then got up at 7 on Saturday, and it was a lunch thing, so got up at 7, had all this cooking to do. I mean, we were just throwing shit around. He was going to get ice and coming back and cleaning stuff, and I was furiously cooking, and anyway.
Yes.
So, the party went well. I mean, I had 3 different pizza. I made homemade pizza dough, and then I was going to make all these different pizza toppings.
Right.
And I just ran out of time. I had made the sauce on Wednesday, and I was going to do a Filipino dish called adobo, which always sounds really Southern when I say it. But anyway, so I was going to make that and use that as a topping because I found a recipe for an adobo pizza. And then I was going to do just regular pepperoni and then just a margarita style. And then I was going to do a roasted garlic with chicken. And I ran out of time. The only thing I had time to do was throw some tomato sauce on them and some pepperonis and do one without and one with.
So for Mittens' birthday party, he just got thrown together pizza.
Well, no, I made the dough from scratch.
Yes.
So that, I mean, that was, and I made the pizza sauce from scratch. I just didn't have time. And he had, I made these little pastry shells with roast beef, caramelized onions, and provolone cheese melted on top.
Yes.
I made mini twice baked potatoes. Basically, it's like you take the smallest red potatoes you can find, and you either boil them or roast them, and then you cut them in half, scoop out with a little melon baller, and then you mash that and add sour cream and chives and butter and garlic and all the stuff, you know, whatever you would add, and bacon. You have to add bacon bits.
Well, yeah, real, of course. You
real
have
bacon.
To
not, I mean, not like the fake salad dressing bacon, but like the real.
Right. Real.
And
bacon.
Then you put it back
like,
in.
Like
it's
from
very
like
labor
from a pig.
Intensive, by the way. Right. You put it back in there. Mm-hmm. And then right before you're going to serve them, you throw a whole bunch of shredded cheddar cheese or whatever kind of cheese you like on top. Throw them in the oven, get them warmed up and nice and bubbly. Right. And then they're bite sized. They're little bite sized. I'm like, you know, bite sized.
Sounds delicious.
And he made spaghetti and I made three different desserts. So the problem was, first of all, they have a specific culture and they expect an entree.
Yes.
At a party. Whereas in America, you can have a finger food party, which is my favorite kind because you can just get a little nibble of this, little nibble of that, whatever. So
I always like making an entree at a party. I show up like 10 minutes late and make a big entree.
Right. But anyway, everyone loved the food. The only issue was we ran out of his spaghetti because everyone thought that what I made was just appetizers. And so they were just like eating a few little things of what I ate. And they were like dumping huge amounts of spaghetti on their plate because they thought, you know, this is the entree.
Maybe they were doing it because it's his birthday and they knew he made that. And so they were like trying to be respectful for his birthday.
And I had made the mistake of setting the desserts on the table and I made little mini bundt cakes to do molten cake. But
What is a bundt? Sorry, it was for my big fat Greek wedding. Go ahead.
So I couldn't assemble it because you put hot fudge or hot melted chocolate and then you put ice cream on top of it and you have to do it right before you serve it.
Right.
Well, people were like getting these cakes undressed because they thought they were supposed to. And he said, well, you put it out. People thought they were supposed to get it. And I'm like, no, it was just for looks. There was a table there. That's the dessert table. But they need to wait until it's dessert time.
You know what? I'm just going to suggest this for the future. Why don't you hire a caterer next time? Hire a caterer and then you won't have to do these things.
All the food was good. I mean, I'm a good cook.
No, I'm not saying that you're not a good cook, but then you don't have to work because you cannot enjoy the party and also watch after the presentation of said food.
Yeah, that's the other thing. So they all thought that both he and I looked really stressed. I could not. I literally, when people showed up, still had my sweatpants and t-shirt on.
Oh,
so and I was standing in the kitchen.
At the very least. So like when we did our last housewarming party, last time we bought a house, which is a million years ago, I hired my nephew to come in and cook omelets for people because I thought that would be cool to have an omelet station right at the housewarming party.
Yes.
So I paid someone to do that so that I wouldn't be spending my time doing that, right? So that way my nephew still got to like enjoy the party, whatever, and got like a little bit of extra money because he was going to school and everyone got omelets. It was fun.
Well, there used to be a show on where one of the members of the show thought they could cook. And this person would invite people over and cook these fantastic, you know, and I'm of that mindset. I think I can cook and I enjoy, you know, having people taste my food and telling me it's good. So, you know, it was his party, but it was more about me, you know, impressing the guests.
Right.
Anyway, I gave him a guitar.
Yes.
Because he wants to learn guitar. So I gave him guitar. And then just today, because I just didn't have time to give him this other gift and I wanted to give him at a separate occasion, I bought tickets for us to go see Pink in concert and a nice hotel to stay in and go see Pink. So that was the other gift that I gave him.
That sounds absolutely lovely. So the thing that's been going on while you were off having your fun birthday party and stressing out. I'm sorry that you were stressing out.
That's okay.
Anyway, while you were off having that, I spent the weekend playing Grand Theft Auto 5, which I kind of was playing last weekend when it came out, but I didn't talk about it on the show last week. So I've been playing GTA 5. Have you heard anything about GTA 5?
I heard that it came out. I'm not much of a video gamer, as you know. I heard that it came out, and I heard there was a glitch that if you did something incorrectly, your car that you stole could get stuck in your garage.
So, yeah. Well, no, it would disappear from your garage. So what they've added, all right, so you got to remember like Rockstar Games that makes Grand Theft Auto also made a fabulous racing game called Midnight Racing. But so in Midnight Racing, you could customize your car and add a lot of like, you know, tweak the engine and the tires and the suspension and everything like that. So what they've introduced in Grand Theft Auto 5, amongst a thousand other new things that they've introduced into this, is that you, once you have a car, you can then take it to a shop and actually upgrade the engine, upgrade the tires and stuff like that. So I haven't really played with that a lot. Some people had, but the way you save a car in Grand Theft Auto is you park it in your garage. And there was a bug where if you had spent money upgrading a car and parked it in your garage and then used another character stock car, there was a chance that car would just... Anyway, they've put out a patch for it. It's no big deal. But what I really want is it, because I debated about whether to talk about video games here or not, because it is kind of, you know, kind of niche, whatever. But what I really want to talk about here with Grand Theft Auto is that they've introduced something that is completely cool. And so that I think is worth talking about. They've split the narrative up. So it is a video game, but it is as close to, you know, any big budget movie that you would ever see, right? There's a script, there's actors, there's a storyline, there's, you know, things that happen in the video game that you follow through on the story. But they've split it up between three main characters. So you're not just playing one main character and doing everything from their point of view. You're actually playing three different characters. And the thing that makes it unique is that you have the ability at different times to freely switch back and forth between those characters. So, and each of them has their own storylines that then intertwines back into the others. And it's probably the closest to like doing a interactive television show that you would ever want. You consider like a television show like Parenthood or Brothers and Sisters, something like that, where there's a lot of different main characters and they'll like focus on, you know, this main character for
like
a while.
Like a soap opera, basically.
And then you see what's happening with his other character over here, and then maybe their stories intertwine or whatever. Well, it really is kind of like that. You can go and you pop in, and it's not like that person but the character that you pop into is not where you left them the last time. They've gone on about their life and you just kind of pop into them in the middle of something.
But is it like a porn where, you know, it's just this dialogue that's added just so there's dialogue?
No, actually,
and then,
no.
You know, you're like, no, just fuck, please. Don't talk.
No, because
just go run over the hooker. That's what you're supposed to do in this game.
And everyone makes those jokes, right? Oh yeah, I'm gonna go shoot some hookers and I'm gonna go to strip club, whatever. But let's consider this, right? Grand Theft Auto made $1 billion in 3 days. If it were that simple, and if that's all there was to it, is just a bunch of hookers on the screen and you shooting hookers and whatnot, it would not have made that kind of money. It is a very well thought out game. By the way, it is the most expensive video game made to date. Over $256 million spent on making that game, and it shows. It is a very well done crafted piece of art. I mean, it is very, very well done.
So the chat room is stuck on something and I just want to bring it up. Turnip Head is correcting me and saying it is niche.
Yes.
It is a French word. You know, Turnip Head, you should go look that up on our Urban Dictionary. It may be the spot between your balls, your ball sack and your ass. I'm not sure.
No.
But
no.
I live in the South.
Yes.
And it just sounds so frou-frou to go around, you know,
I can solve this.
It's a niche.
Let's just take the pronunciation from dictionary.com. I'm going to go there right now. Let's see. Type in niche or niche, whichever it may be. Let's see exactly what the pronunciation.
Oh,
pronunciation.
I know niche is wrong, but it sounds much more manly.
Let's just see what they say. Huh, who knew?
Right. So I am trying to sound more manly and say niche. You just can't say niche in a manly fashion. You sound like Anderson Cooper or something.
You have to say niche and you have to be all manly and
you have to scratch your gooch.
Scratch
while
and
you're
have problems.
It.
I got a urinary tract infection because I'm all manly and stuff.
Oh, nice way of bringing that up. You know, earlier, before we started recording.
Yes.
You were talking about having did you have a urinary tract infection?
No, I was drawing an analogy.
I don't know the point of the whole urinary. Did anyone have a urinary tract infection?
No, what I'm saying, all I was implying was that there may have been two co-hosts of the same show, right? That may have had the exact same problem in Vegas and yet didn't talk to each other about it. That's all I'm saying.
So, well, anyway, you brought up urinary tract infections, and I just wanted to ask someone, everyone, all the listeners, I want you to tell me, well, really the men, because I don't care so much about if the women have had this problem, but
okay,
sometimes after I come,
yes,
and I just want to say, this has been years, I mean, like 10, 15 years, I mean, not this is not an STD.
Okay.
But sometimes after I pee, or after I come, and then I pee right after that.
Yes.
It burns a little bit.
It burns a little bit like...
like on the tip.
Like it burns or...
well,
like,
you know,
like,
just...
or just like, just for a second, or continuing to burn. I guess
well,
is what
no,
it is.
Maybe
is it lingering
5, 10
burn?
Minutes.
So 5 or 10 minutes it burns.
Probably. But not every time. It's just occasionally, like once every 3 months or, you know, whatever. And it doesn't... And I would think a urinary tract infection would go on for like... until you treated it, you'd be in pain.
So Kathy Marshall has joined us in the chat room, and she is welcoming us to the medical portion of DI Plus. You know,
I am
not a doctor, but the chat room, Dr. Chat Room, says that it's because cum is alkaline and urine is acidic.
Well, maybe that's it. I mean, I don't have, I mean, there, I, you know, I just want to stress that I do not have anything, but it's always struck me as odd.
Let's see.
I also have a little piece of skin that they didn't get when they were circumcising me. They left just this little piece of skin, and it causes my pee to come out in a fork if I don't pull it apart just right. And I can literally pee on both shoes at the same time if I'm not careful. I'm just saying.
Has this happened?
Yes, it has. I have peed on both shoes.
On both shoes? Hey, was this at work? Or was it at home?
Completely missed the bowl. But both shoes.
I don't even know how that happens. Like, was this at home or was this at work?
No, I don't remember. It's happened multiple times. I'm telling you, they left.
I'm trying to figure out where you would place your feet in order for them to be hit by.
It comes out in a fork.
I understand that, but are you standing aside? You know, or like you straddling the bowl? Like, how would your feet?
I guess I straddle the bowl. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to. Mentally,
you know, funnily,
by the way, is an iconoclastic niche word.
Turnip head in the chat room is saying, asking if I'm standing on the bowl. I found out the other night, I was researching gas, yes. Like if you have gas pains,
yes.
and they say one of the things that can cause you to have gas pains is being constipated. And if you can't go to the bathroom, one of the ways to force it to come out is to actually stand on the bowl. And then get in like a squatting position, because that position with you putting both feet on there somehow, yes. I don't know. Anyway,
I would invite you. Now, this is not on the Trello. Are you familiar with the squatty potty?
No, I'm not.
You know, it should be a sponsor of this very show here. The squatty potty, by the way, found at squattypotty.com, has, let's see, here you go. We are hardly the first to feel strongly about this. Doctors, neuropaths, and assorted holistic health professionals have pointed out the hazards of the modern toilet for years. There is empirical evidence that suggests that elevating your feet during elimination is healthier. See, their hypothesis here is that we evolved, you know, without toilets, obviously, that we evolved to, you know, out in the wild to squat, to poop, and that by us sitting on the toilet, it actually is our internals are not providing a healthy elimination.
But it so makes it a lot more clean.
But what they've designed here, the squatty potty, is actually this little stool that goes underneath the potty bowl that you put your feet on that actually puts you in a squatting position while sitting on the toilet. I'm just saying.
So, okay, here's this is the last of the medical / poop questions. / urinary tract / yes. Whatever.
By the way, whatever happened with that one? So you're wanting people to call in if they also have the burning, or you just want someone to call in?
I was wondering if anybody else had that except for me. I mean, it is not a disease, because it is it's random. It's like winning the lottery. It's like sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. And it's gone on for my whole life practically.
Right. Okay.
But anyway, I mean, I'm just curious. There are things that happen, like the time that I said, does anyone else, when they're peeing in the urinal, clean the urinal? I just wanted to know if anyone else did that. Like, you see little pubes in the urinal and you pee on them and try to, you know, knock them down into the, just a thing. But I completely forgot what I was going to. Do you lift up a cheek and reach behind? Or do you put your hand in between your legs and under your balls?
Oh, no, I lift up.
That is much cleaner, but there was this radio. I mean, if you're going up, you're like wiping stuff onto your gooch.
Right. I'm at work. I got long sleeves on. I got a dress shirt on. I'm not going to go like sticking my dress shirt down in my taint. That's just wrong.
And plus, I mean, if you go that direction, you're more likely to get your hand in the actual water.
Right.
You don't. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just tangent.
Oh, thank God. Someone's calling on the phone here. Hello.
So this is a celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Call.
Yes.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I don't know if this will count, but do we consider the government a celebrity? And do we consider a shutdown a death? If so, the government has died.
The government
has died.
Shut
down.
Right. They kind of shut down.
But nonetheless, it's annoying, and I just thought I'd call and vent to you. Mm. It's annoying.
It is. It is. It is very annoying. But I don't think that the.
Look, I'm ignorant when it comes to politics. I really shouldn't even open my. I know much more about pooping in a squatting position than I do about the government. But here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
I don't know any of the ins and outs, so you could argue this all day long, but here is what I'm going to say.
Please say it. You've been this is like the Joe Batant
show. Daniel, are you ready for me to say?
Yes. Yes.
What it is that I'm going to say? Okay. I think everybody should have health care, and I think the government should figure out a way to make it work.
Canadian.
Huh?
You Canadian.
Because I don't want somebody dying because they are more poor than some rich ass white Republican.
I don't think that either of us are going to necessarily disagree with each other on this. It would really just be like us agreeing about a bunch of stuff.
Look, I don't know any of the ins and outs. I'm completely ignorant when it comes to balancing the budget.
Got that. Ignorant, check.
I know that Canada and UK both have like socialized medicine or whatever.
Actually, we're the only member of NATO that does not have government-run healthcare.
And I know that for the most part, this is going to be a sweeping statement, but I've heard there are issues with those systems.
No more issues than there are with our system.
And
Here's the thing. Let me just wait because they can't afford it. Let me just stop you right there. You know, when people bitch about big government, when people bitch about, you know, government and bureaucracy and blah, 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 you know what? Bureaucracy is a function of size, not a function of whether it's public or private. I work for a very large company, which actually in the global scale of things isn't that large of a company, right? There's like 18,000 employees in my company. You work for Walmart, which has the largest, you know, that is bureaucratic. There are things at Walmart that take weeks to do that if I worked for a small company would only take a day.
Oh my God, you don't even know.
I had to wait 3 weeks to get like a sign in to like an SQL server that I needed to do my job with. So it's like there are things, bureaucracy is a function of size, has nothing to do with whether it is publicly run or privately run. So, you know, this whole conflating of things and simplifying everything down to a simple little bumper stickers and everything is bullshit. But I used to do a political show, and it's a lot of work to do a political show and not to say things that are wrong. So therefore, we will not continue on this because I don't want to say anything,
is that I think people should have health care.
I agree. I think I agree on that. But you know what else I think that people should have? I think people should have answers to their questions, especially when they go out of their way to call another podcast and specifically ask a question. Now, for those of you who have heard It's All About Me, another great podcast that was in member of the Pride 48 family, we called their show last week. We left a voicemail for them. And in it, I asked them a very specific question. I said, you know, there was this drawing that you did, and I have my number right here, so I don't think my number's in that bag. Is it really in the bag? And they did that thing that I hate.
What do you hate? Sorry, I didn't listen to it, so.
They said, what they did was they basically said, oh, Adam just asked to be a square. Oh, look, Adam Burns is now square number 52, and blah, blah. And so they made a big deal.
Square now?
They made a big deal. You don't even listen. You don't even listen.
Woo!
You don't even listen.
Can I be the center square?
No. And did you go to their page and look at the squares?
You don't ask me incriminating questions.
Okay, fine. Your square's not up yet. You're square number 52, in case you're curious.
I am so happy. Are you... What does it take to be... What were my qualifications?
What were your qualifications for what?
Being a square.
You just had to ask.
Okay.
You did in our voicemail. But I'm just saying, they cleverly hid the fact. I think there's a conspiracy here. They have taken my number and they have thrown it away. That I will never, ever, ever win a contest. They were like, you know what, bitch? We gave you that goat shirt and that's it. You're not getting another damn thing from us ever.
they're fucking around with you is what they're doing.
They are.
And really, as the chat room said earlier, it's because I'm a saint.
I don't actually think that you're a saint. One other thing, if you stayed around for the after show, or after the show last week, we didn't do an after show, but if you stayed around after the show last week when we made that phone call, we actually called our own voicemail number and realized that it was set to like 9 rings before it answered. That has been solved. So if you call our voicemail number or our celebrity death phone, either one, same number, 229-234-7587, it should answer immediately. So we've got that problem solved.
Speaking of our voicemail...
Yes.
Do you know how annoying it is to walk around in my house in America, in an English-speaking country, mm-hmm. and hear a TV channel in some other language.
Hey, this is Adam.
And this is Daniel, and you reached DI Plus.
I was just playing our message.
Yeah, look at that. It works.
I know.
It's so funny. You know, you've got this new job now, and I get this contact from you right during the middle of your work day. Hey, did you know that our voicemail is 9 rings? Could we fix that right now?
I didn't say right now. You are reading in the right now.
But anyway, Mark wanted the Filipino channel, which, by the way, on Cox Cable is $15 extra a month.
$15 extra? Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, I thought there'd be more talking in that.
That's not it. Anyway, so we got TFC is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, I want to say one thing. They are very confused because they speak English half the time and Filipino half the time. They can't make up their minds. So, I mean, I guess that makes it a little bit better for me because I can walk by and kind of pick up on, you know, one or two words in their sentence.
Yes.
Anyway, it's been very disconcerting. I come in because when I'm not home, that's when he, or when I'm in here recording, he's probably watching the Filipino channel right now. That's kind of what it sounds like. Is that?
It's the... Chicken McNuggets.
Kapatid, pero DOJ at mga kaanak ng mga biktima, hindi raw interesado sa alok ni Saudi na maging state witness siya.
Anyway, so that's it. So we added that.
The news. English edition.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it in Tagalog. Let's see. Shoot, where is that news story? Okay. An 80-year-old cross-dressing man was arrested Wednesday evening after police said he tried to steal several items that he stuffed in a purse.
now it's okay. Is it important that he's cross-dressing only because he shoved him in a purse? I mean, like, I don't understand. Like,
according
it's not
to
like
the,
it's, but it's not like all cross dressers are like kleptomaniacs or something.
I don't know, Donna.
I don't think so. I've never
according
seen
to the Orlando Steel. Sentinel area resident Manuel Rodriguez was.
Oh, nice save there. According to the Orlando Sentinel area resident,
there was a comma there. Okay, according to the Orlando Sentinel area resident Manuel Rodriguez, is that better?
Yes.
Was in a Walmart dressed as a woman.
I wonder what his woman name was, because it probably wasn't Manuel.
Probably not. Could be Manuela.
I prefer to be called Maria.
Complete with red lipstick and blush, attempting to abscond with several items in a stolen purse.
Does it say what color purse Kathy Marshall would like to know in the chat room?
No, it doesn't. He was caught
I'm just saying, they seem abnormally obsessed with like the fact that this is a transvestite, right?
Well,
red lipstick and just a slight puce blush or something. It's just...
This was in Ocala, Florida.
Yes.
He was caught by store officials, however, and deputies with the Marion County Sheriff's Office came to the scene soon after. According to the jail records posted by officials at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Rodriguez was remanded to the county jail following his arrest and was charged with second-degree petite theft.
Petite theft?
You think it was supposed to be petty?
Yes.
I did not read this wrong. Literally... Okay.
I don't know if you know this or not, Adam. Petit is a French word. And in the South, it's pronounced petit.
In this tampa.cbslocal.com story, it says, I'm reading this word for word, charged with second degree petite theft. I mean, do you think they wrote it on an iPhone and that was autocorrect gone really wrong? Anyway.
Let's see. Hey, wait, let's see. What would that actually be? So
he had $800
hold on,
in his wallet.
J'ai de peu le vol.
Yeah, see, no. That charged with little theft would be...
Chargé de peu le vol.
Yeah, see, it wouldn't even...
Le vol. He had $800 in his wallet. When asked why he tried to steal $87 in items from the store, he reportedly told police...
I'm Winona Ryder, bitch! Oh, I'm sorry. What? He said what?
He did not know. I don't know if he didn't know that he was stealing it or if he didn't know that he had $800
in his wallet. No, but that's common, right? A lot of shoplifters do this for the thrill or whatever. It's a cry for help or whatever. Right? Winona Ryder famously shoplifted when she had millions of dollars. So it's not a function of, oh, I can't afford this. Right? There's a difference And this is what always makes me angry about these kind of crimes, right? There is a difference between someone who shoplifts because that is like, you know, an obsession or something that they do, that, you know, like they're a kleptomaniac or that they're doing it for the thrill of it, or, and a difference between them and people who are literally starving and are stealing food to eat, or like, you know, like stealing medicine in order to like help their child or something.
Because they don't have affordable health care.
That's right.
A city man was arrested after he allegedly broke into his ex-girlfriend's apartment.
Well, there you go.
Got into bed with her.
Wait, I wasn't done with the transvestite. I hate that. I hate that they're like trying to make that the story. There was absolutely no point in like dwelling on and on about what this guy was wearing or what. I mean, so what if he's a transvestite? That doesn't make him any more or less likely to be a shoplifter. All right, now I'm done with it.
No, it doesn't, but it was a catchy headline.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they wrote it. Damn it, I lost the story now.
Oh.
And it was your story. Hold on. I'll find it. 1 second.
I believe it was a New Haven man.
Right. New Haven man. Okay. A city man was arrested after he allegedly broke into his ex-girlfriend's apartment, got into bed with her, and sent a picture of the two of them to her current boyfriend,
exactly.
According to the police.
I love this story. Just because it's like, this is like the ultimate case of he said, she said. Right. She went, and let's say that she like was out drinking, right? Ran into her ex. They ended up going home and like banging. And he like, you know, he was also drunk and got all cocky. So he sends, you know, he takes a picture with his phone of him like laying there naked with his ex-girlfriend,
right.
Sends it to his friend who is now her boyfriend. And her defense to it is he broke into my home. He broke into my home and climbed in my bed and like got naked, apparently crawled into my bed and then took a selfie all without waking me up and then texted him.
So police first began investigating the alleged incident after they received a complaint around 5 a.m. Monday. A woman told police her ex-boyfriend of 11 years had broken into her apartment during the night, said yes. Police spokesman Officer David Hartman. The woman told police that Norman Leon, who was 35 years old, by the way, got into bed with her as she was sleeping and used a cell phone to take a photograph of the two. Leon then forwarded the picture to her current boyfriend and indicated that he and the woman were still in a relationship. Police interviewed Leon, who told police he had Police interviewed Leon, who told police he had permission to enter the victim's apartment whenever he wanted to. The woman denied that claim. Leon was arrested and charged with home invasion, second-degree criminal trespass, and disseminating voyeuristic materials.
See, I'm saying this is really a he said, she said, isn't it? He didn't break in, right?
Well, it says he broke in.
No, but I'm just saying he didn't. He said he had permission to enter the home. He didn't like kick in a door or come in through a window or whatever. He presumably had a key or knew where she hid the key, right?
I think that's where the he said, she said comes in, because
As the news director of DI Plus, I think that you should follow this story. I think you should keep your eye on this story because, you know, I want to know. I want to know what's going to happen now.
Well, I'll do that. I don't know that there will be a follow. I mean, I think it might be done. There may be no more.
No, there's got to be. I'm sure that there is.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't like assign it to a CSI unit to go in and like dust for, you know, fingerprints.
Why?
Or something.
Why wouldn't they?
Because
you know,
the
new fall season
like
has
said,
started.
It's a he said, she said. That's it. I mean, you know, they already sent the guy to jail. So I think they made a decision on it. He should have a trial.
I heard
OJ Simpson maybe put in solitary because he stole some oatmeal cookies. He was in prison. He apparently was hungry and he stole some oatmeal cookies from the cafeteria in the jail, was trying to take them back to his room because he wanted some oatmeal cookies and he
got
in trouble.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
He did. This segment.
It's the same song. I just happen to pick different versions of it only because you hate the best version, which is the Dora the Explorer version.
I have a favorite version that you refuse to play.
It's not on Google Play. It's over on Amazon.
All right, here we go. Oh, I want to say something before I start these. All of these people have something in common.
Oh, it's like a meta. It's like a meta puzzle.
Here we go.
Okay.
not hearing that.
No, I'm not hearing anything.
Maybe I should send it to your channel. Let me try that one more time. Let me rewind it. Hold on. It wasn't going. Well, at least I've got the mix minus done very well.
By the way, is the one thing that they all have in common the fact that it's their birthday?
It's the. Okay, here we go. Look, I think you'll hear it this time.
Okay.
In Cincinnati, and I was coming to the theater one day for rehearsals, and I was in the lobby of our hotel, and an old lady recognized me. She was adorable, but she went a little bit crazy. She said, Julie Andrews, right?
It's Julie Andrews.
Motherfucker, I rewound it too far. Shit. Hold on. We got to hear a little bit of this song.
You know, that. By the way, that would have been my guess.
Never miss a good Christopher Plummer movie.
Do we get to make up our own joke for that punchline?
Roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm...
Just to appease me, guess again.
It's Julie Andrews.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'll cut out. We can cut out that other part.
No, we don't need to cut it out. No, so she, yeah, it's Julia. I was going to guess that, but then she said her name.
So, her favorite things, Julie Andrews is 78 years old.
78 years young.
Yes. So, happy birthday, Julie Andrews. So, here's our next one.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come.
This is the guy that sang Chances Are.
What? Yes. Wow, you're so good at this game.
Is this Nat King Cole?
It is not Nat King Cole.
Is it Nat Cole?
No, there is no Cole. There is no Nat. We haven't done this one before. I do not.
There, the chat room is saying Johnny Mathis.
It is Johnny Mathis, and you're a big fat cheater.
If I was a cheater, I would have said, "Oh, it's Johnny Mathis," and I would not have said the chat room just said.
Just because you're announcing that you're cheating, okay? For the court, if I was in the classroom and I looked off of little Johnny's math paper and I raised my hand and I said, "I'm just looking on Johnny's paper for the answer."
Stop it. Stop it.
I would still be cheating. Johnny Mathis is 78 years old.
78 years old. You know what? When do I get to guess what they all have in common?
You can now if you want.
They are all 1.02 Morgan Freemans.
If that's 78, then you're correct.
Morgan Freeman is 76. So yes, they are all 78 years old. So who is our next septuagenarian?
And this is our last one.
Our last septuagenarian. All right, this is Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes.
And no, they have not typed that in the chat. So that is Jerry Lee Lewis, who is 1.02 Morgan Freeman's old.
Yes, Jerry Lee Lewis is 78 years old.
Excellent.
And those are your birthdays.
Those are our birthdays. Well, then we have to like play the birthday song, don't we? Sounds more like a funeral march, really.
Somebody needs to call the celebrity death phone. Jerry Lee Lewis is not dead.
He's not?
Okay, somebody in the chat room is saying that Jerry Lee...
Contact is the secret. Is the moment.
I screwed that up. Hold on. Because you were talking and then the next song was playing. And then I was trying to do a really slick fade there. Jerry Lee Lewis is not dead.
No. At least... The interwebs don't tell me that he's dead.
The chat room is saying he's alive.
He now is. Mr. Mike said he was dead.
And if Mr. Mike says it, I believe it because he's Canadian.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. Let's see. I need to get to this over here. We have a couple of voicemails this evening, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And let's listen to them now, shall we? Hello.
We shall.
Hi, guys. It's Carrie. This is actually a message for Mittens. I hope it's not too late. But I wanted to call and say happy birthday, Mittens. Aww. You bring a lot of content for Adam for the show. And for that, I am thankful. Otherwise, the show might be boring. Have a great day. Bye.
See,
we love
Carrie.
Because apparently the only thing in my life that I have to talk about is Mittens. Although my whole week discussion was around him, wasn't it?
We love Carrie. Carrie called and wished a happy birthday to Mittens. And even though we asked and begged people to call and wish Mittens a happy birthday.
I know, she was the only one, but I did play it for him. And he said to tell her,
who's Carrie?
Well, first he said, who's that? And then he said, tell her I said thank you. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. That means a lot to us that you would take time out of your busy life to call and give just a little bit of joy to Mittens.
You know, he might be deported if the government doesn't doesn't go back to work soon because his visa expires in December. And
yes,
they can't renew visas while the government is shut down.
Right.
So everyone, you know, call your congressman.
They're not there. They're not working. All right, let's go into our next voicemail, shall we?
Hey, boys, it's Turnipet here, and I just wanted to call you quick and say thank you so much for all the plugs that you gave me on your last little shul.
Yes.
It was very flattering. But I do want to point out one correction. In that article about the Pride 48 Underwear Party was actually written by Dave, not me. And that's his hot body and his big package that you're looking at in those pictures. My piece is still being worked on. But anyway, I thought I just wanted to get that out there. All right, guys.
Doesn't that sound like a bit of a dangling modifier there? That's Dave's big package that you're looking at. My piece is still being worked on.
I thought I might have even said, I wonder if that's Dave, because I remember looking at it thinking that could be Dave.
I was right. I got to finish this call, though.
Thanks for a great show last week, and make it a good one on the next one, and we'll talk to you later.
Dismounting with the sigh.
Is that how we end now?
Well, you know, that's the Kathy Bacon method of ending a phone call.
She hasn't called with a McDonald's dipped cone report recently.
No, we've completely offended her. She doesn't listen anymore. All right. Thank you so much, Turnipad. You know, no big pressure there for us to have this show being good or anything. Yeah, you had a great last show. Make the next one good, too. No pressure.
Turnipad, anyway, Daniel thinks all of our shows suck, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm sorry that or maybe I'm not sorry. I don't know. Dave is a very good looking man. You're a very good looking man. It's a natural mistake.
They don't look much alike, but
it was a blurry picture in a window.
Far off. Yeah. You know,
I would, you know what? Next year, Pride 48, I need to see you both up close.
Naked.
Right. Naked. I need to see you both up close naked just so I can, you know, take some measurements.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. Let's move on to our next phone call. Here we go.
Jesus Christ. You sound drunk.
Probably. I can't believe you don't know who that is.
I guess one of them was me. I think I do. I think it was me and you.
That was you and me.
I think it was.
That was us testing the voicemail last week and it rang for 9 times.
Right.
So there you go. You wrote on the contact list here, Daniel, ? That was you. You didn't recognize your own voice.
Well, I try not to listen to myself very often. So there you go.
Let's get to our last.
You know, your own voice sounds completely different in your head.
You're wearing headphones.
It's true.
All right, here's our last one.
Hey there, Turnipad again. And I realized I forgot about Mittens, but the cool kids call back more than once. So this is my phone call back to say happy belated birthday, Mittens.
Aww. See? Thank you, Carrie and Turnipad.
I didn't see that one until the show started, or Daniel actually saw that one because it was in our email and not in the actual voicemail, which is fine because the quality's much better. Right. But I'll have to let Mittens listen to that later because I didn't know it was there.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
So there you go. thank you very much, Turnipad. And thank you very much, Carrie. And thank you, Daniel and Adam, for calling.
and yes, it is in the chat room. I'm supposed to say who it is. CCM, that would be Kathy Marshall, I bet.
Yes.
Says, it's not belated yet, is it? And yes, his birthday was Friday of last week. So, yes, it's belated.
All right, I must get us out of this segment. 3, 2, 1. All right.
Was that like a slowed down version of that or something? It sounded slow-mo.
It was just, I can't play it again, because then I would be, it would be like doing a double parentheses at the end. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd be like taking us out of another one. And then, you know, that's, it would cause like a syntax error and it would be really painful. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
There you go. I did not call our voicemail number and tell Mittens happy birthday. I did text you to tell him happy birthday.
And I did tell him that, and he said thank you to you as well.
He's like, who the heck is Daniel?
No, he knew who you were.
Oh, that's that asshole that you record with every week, right? That's what, I don't know why suddenly
that's the
he
one
has
that takes
this,
you away from me.
Yeah, it takes the boyfie, and I'm saying this, and I don't know why I'm making up this weird accent for Mittens, because that's not what his accent is. I'm just saying. So, you'd have any big plans this week?
No, you know, my show ended, which I'm very sad about.
The Wizard of Oz has ended.
Yeah, because I went up to the, me being a very negative person anyway, I always think, oh, they're not going to want me ever again. You know, this will be it. This is my only chance, whatever. And so I'm thinking, oh, she'll never ask me to do it again, because there are other trumpet players out there in the world and whatever. And so that's all I can think of. You know, I mean, when I went up to her after the show and it was fun, and she was like, yeah, it was fun. And I'm like, you know, if you ever needed another trumpet player again, you know how to contact me. And she said, yep, I do.
So she's just basically just blowing you off there.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yep, she was just, I do. Like you would say something like that, you know, like, hey, that was great having sex and everything. You know, we should do it again sometime. Yeah, sure. I got your number.
Right? Yeah. I don't think it sounded quite like that.
Oh.
But
so maybe it was more earnest than that.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I always look at things very negatively. So hopefully I'll get, they're doing Les Miserables in February. Yes. So if there's an orchestra, maybe I will get asked.
Now, if you don't say niche, and
want me to say Les Miserables?
Yes, I want you to call it Les Miserables.
I draw a line.
That's good to know that there is in fact a line.
I would say there are a niche of people that like Les Miserables.
They're the same niche of people that like a fake penis. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. That's 2x2 DI Plus. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or reach out to us in any one of 100 different ways on the interwebby thing.
The only one you respond to is Google Plus, though.
That's not true.
I was going to say something. Yes, Turnip Head. Quickly. I can say Les Miserables because I'm a musician. I mean, I have to pronounce musicals correctly.
All right, next week. Remember, next week, Tuesday, October 8th, right after us, will be the fabulous Greetings from Nowhere. So make sure you tune in for a big night of fun. Ramble Redhead at 9, DI Plus at 10, and Greetings from Nowhere sometimes around 11, maybe 11:15.
Yes.
I don't know.
Lovey.
Lovey. Right. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.